spend a few minutes with the young people, and there's something that I was looking in the scriptures, and I'm sure you all know this. I'm just going to read a bit of it for you in Revelation 12, and in verse 11 it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death." They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. Now, have you any idea what that's indicating? What it says? Any thoughts about this? Any ideas?
That's on what the overcomers in the last days.
Yes, it speaks about the last days, so it's in the book of Revelation, and it's in a very important chapter which speaks of the man-child. So it would in many ways be a revelation that God would reveal for the last days with regards to overcoming. And what is it he's revealing here? What is he actually revealing? What is he showing? Yes?
They
overcame by the blood of the Lamb. So what is he actually revealing? What is the emphasis of that? What is it actually is being revealed? Any idea?
They overcame.
To wash their sins away. So the idea of this overcome means that it's an ongoing experience. It's not just a one-off, it is in salvation, but it means in many ways they're overcoming. They were overcoming. Because when John was given this, we have to remember he was shown at the time what is and what will come. So this was actually speaking in a future tense. From God's side, it's already been done. He sees this redeemed in glory with him. But it says here, let's put it this way, they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. Let's put it in simpler terms. God says, I'm going to reveal to you in the last days how you're going to overcome, and I'm going to show you how you will overcome. And how will you overcome? By?
Testimonies.
By your testimony.
And
by the blood of the Lamb. That's what I wanted to actually get. So what does it mean first by testimony? What does it mean by testimony? Any idea?
Like saying what God's done for you. And like to share it with everyone.
That's right. Is this a testimony? Would you agree this is a testimony? The word of God?
Yeah.
So your testimony is a testimony that lines up with God's word. So he says, I'm going to give you a revelation. I'm going to have to teach you it. You won't know it otherwise. So he's going to teach you it. Else you can't have any testimony, can you? I mean, it's totally logical. If you're not taught anything, then you can't confess anything. You can't believe it. So he says, I'll teach you this, and it will be your testimony. And what's the second thing? So it's a testimony. What's the other thing as well? What is the other thing it says there? You're going silent on me today.
Sorry.
What's the other thing?
The blood of the Lamb.
The blood of the Lamb. Now, what do we understand about the blood of the Lamb? Any idea? Any ideas about the blood of the Lamb? Yes?
It's Jesus when he died on the cross.
Yes. He died on the cross, indeed. What else do we understand about the blood of the Lamb? Any other thoughts?
Is that our sacrifice so that so we'd wash away all our sins.
Right.
And it's the only sacrifice because Jesus is like the only one without sin.
Right. So we've spoken about the blood of Christ dealing with sin, washing our sins away. What also does the blood of the Lamb do, the blood of Christ do? What else does it do? It's a word, it begins with R. R. Any idea what it means?
Redeems us.
What, sorry?
Redeems.
Redeems us? Yes, that's another word when we do it. But I was thinking of another word that's very similar, beginning with R. What else is that, another word that begins with R? What's the blood of the Lamb do? Restore. Yeah, it's pretty well near it. Reconcile. It restores, redeems, restores. So what do we mean by that? What does it mean? What do we mean by to reconcile? Do we have quite big words we're using, but any idea what it means to reconcile? Any idea on that? To reconcile? Robert, do you know what reconciliation means?
To bring back together,
to make right. To make right. Something that went wrong, God has made it right again. So the blood of Jesus is what we call reconciliation. It has reconciled you back to God and made what sin done, restored back, dealt with sin, and restored you back to be made right with him. Now, we spoke about the word of God. It says they overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. So there is something about the blood of Jesus in their overcoming that they had a faith and a belief in. And they confessed that has reconciled me, has made me right with God. And that's what they rejoiced in. And they rejoice in that because of the circumstances. Because there's going to be times in your life when it doesn't look as though it looks like that. It's going to look completely the opposite. How can I be reconciled to God when I've done this? Or this is going on, or whatever it is. And that's where they overcome. Their faith overcomes because God did that in my life. I didn't do it. He did it, you see, by Christ giving up his life, which you've spoken about, the shedding of the blood. So it's much, much more. It means that the blood of Jesus has reconciled me back to God in relationship, in a stand. Now, I'm going to raise, this is the fundamental thing, what I want to raise now. This is what I was aiming toward. How many of you confess the blood of Christ? Eh? How many confess? You confess it? Yeah? Sort of bit, not sure, you know, sort of 50-50. Yeah, it's a 50-50. You confess the blood of Jesus?
Yeah.
Where do you confess the blood of Christ? Where does this come up?
When I was in trouble one time, I just shouted out the blood of Jesus and protected me.
Amen. So there'd be many times when we could just say the blood of Jesus, and that will preserve and protect us from things that could be disaster. So we get an understanding that they overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I'm of the opinion that the revelation God wants us to know about the blood of the Lamb is which you have just exactly said. The blood of Jesus, I overcome by the blood of the Lamb, because it is a power used in emergencies sometimes. And sometimes we haven't time to rush to our Bibles, to open some scriptures, or rush down a corner somewhere, get on our knees and intercede. Sometimes it's too quick. And sometimes you just have to confess the blood of Jesus. You may be confronted in a situation and the blood of Jesus, the revelation of it, immediately comes to you. What God is showing you is the power that you're going to overcome through that situation, in that moment, in that second. And that's what he reveals to us. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony. It's not just a doctrinal thing. It is something that's applied and very powerful and is often used under certain situations. Many saints have been delivered from fatal car crashes at the moment of impact, the blood of Jesus, and somehow God has just intervened, averted, changed, and whatever. I've experienced that because there's nothing else to say. But that has to be in your heart. That has to be there. It's not just something you conjure up or you've heard me say to you. You have to ask Jesus to put that in your heart. The revelation of that. Ask him to put that in your heart. He will do that. That's the reason why we're talking about it this morning. Because he wants to show he can put that in your heart. And that is going to be your overcoming. Against circumstances, against how you feel, against what is happening. We all, I'm not confessing accidents, but we all go in cars. We all go in planes. We all go on trains. We all go on buses. We all walk the streets. How safe are we? We do not know naturally how safe we are, but we are safe by revelation and knowledge of the blood of Jesus. And that is going to preserve and keep you. That is why they overcome by that very thing. Isn't that wonderful? Huh? Tremendous. What God's done for us.